Let's talk some football. And I love her work. She was here in the ATL, and she moved up and onward. She's traveling the country currently with NFL Network and Good Morning Football host and reporter Sheree Burris is joining us. And by the way, Good Morning Football airs Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. On NFL Network. And, of course, Good Morning Football Overtime, which streams Monday through Friday. You can check her out on all of that. Girl, what's going on? How are you, Sheree?
Hey, guys, I'm doing well. Good to talk to you again.
You too. Congratulations on all the success. You're crushing it, as I just tweeted out. Let's talk about our Falcons. I want to start there because it was a big game Sunday night. They come up short against the Chiefs, but, you know, nationally we keep hearing everybody saying, hey, they're impressed with what they saw defensively. They were in the game. They made a game of it, although they weren't able to make a play at the end. What did you see? How do you feel, and what are you hearing about our team?
Yeah, definitely. I think when you look at, you know, Kirk Cousins coming in, there were so many questions of coming off that Achilles injury of which Kirk is this? Who are you? So the fact that he's come in, been able to get that win at Philly on the road, which is not an easy place to play. And Kansas City, you know, I don't want to say that's sort of the benchmark game for everybody, but, you know, that's definitely, you're chasing greatness when you play a team like Kansas City. So the fact that they were so close, I mean, Kirk put 230 yards. It's, you can't fault them, but it definitely, I think, shows that there's room for growth. But, again, we're also only in week three, so I would not be hitting the panic button if I was in Atlanta right now.
And that's it, Sheree. I feel that, like, we're a work in progress. I don't think Kirk's they won't admit it. I still don't think Kirk's 100%, although you said it. He was able to make that thing happen on that two-minute drill in Philly. We also have a first-year offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, and we're kind of seeing what he's all about. And I think he's still trying to figure out all the tools in the toolbox.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's, you know, we look big picture, and, you know, sometimes we're sort of trapped in our own, like, oh, my gosh, this game is the deciding factor of the season. And I just don't think we're there yet, and it takes time. You know, players around the league will tell you, you can't win the Super Bowl in week three, right? You don't want to be playing your best ball necessarily in September. Sometimes it takes time, and I think you're totally right. Like, watching Kirk, you know, seeing him from his time Minnesota, you know, just his path to where he's at now. I had him in Washington for a couple of years. He's not looking, I think, as mobile as we're used to. So I definitely think there is still some, you know, recovery or just getting more comfortable coming off that. And we talk about that with Aaron Rodgers, I feel like, a lot of like, oh, well, he's still getting over the mental part. We're not really giving Kirk that same sort of grace, maybe is the way to phrase it. So I think there is a little bit to that, too.
Sheree Burris joining us, host of Good Morning Football, which airs again Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. on NFL Network. I want to take you back to D.C. because you did spend a lot of time there. Listen, today everybody's waking up talking about what the Commanders did, and Dan Quinn and company, but more importantly, Jaden Daniels. Woo! Right now, he looks better, all right, than Caleb Williams, if you want to compare, and they were 1-2, and there will be those comparisons. But how impressed are you with what you're seeing with the Commanders and this new coaching staff?
Totally, 100%. It's funny, I sort of tweeted about it today, of like, hey, good morning, Commanders fans. you know, like, welcome to Victory Tuesday. And the comments have definitely been more in the sense of, they've had hope before. You think about the quarterbacks they've brought in since Kirk Cousins, actually, and it's like, maybe this is the guy. And it's just never really panned out. And I feel like a lot of the Twitter reaction and social media response today has been, no, this actually feels different. You know, they've had that hope before. And as you guys mentioned, I was there with you in Atlanta for a bit, and that's when Dan Quinn was the head coach. So getting to circle back with him for a little bit was really awesome. I think it's a testament to who he is as a coach that, you know, at practice now, you know, they call him DQ. Right. You know, he keeps it really informal with that backwards hat that is so signature him. So it's his guys, I think, are really able to connect. And he does a really good job of instilling that in his team also. And I think we're seeing that give and take of Jaden being really confident in what he's doing, even though it's only been three games. And it's like they feed off each other. DQ gives them that confidence, and the confidence is feeding off of what DQ is giving them.
Carl, we still don't know what that tattoo is that Dan has. Remember, he always, once in a while, he'd have a short sleeve shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever finds that, there's some ink. It's kind of like going up the forearm, up to the bottom of the bicep, and nobody knows what it is. So that's,
reporting we need. Yeah. What's your tattoo?
So ask Dan. And by the way, I also thought, as Sheree Burris joins us, guys, from NFL Network, getting Cliff Kingsbury over there, because I've seen Jaden Daniels twice in person with LSU. I thought if you can avoid the big hit, and man, on that last touchdown, he got squished. So if they can just keep him from getting the big hit, he's got a great mentor with Cliff Kingsbury.
Absolutely. You think about who he's worked with. I mean, most recently, Kyler Murray, right? The guy that can really scramble, can make those kind of off-schedule throws. And that's definitely within the repertoire of Jaden Daniels and what has made him so successful at the college level. And as we're starting to see now in his young NFL career, that he can scramble. You know, he can tote the rock himself, as good as that running back group is in Washington. So Cliff just kind of plays to his quarterback strengths, and that is seemingly going to be a very wonderful relationship, as we've seen at least through the first three.
I know you and Russ, I'm talking about Russell Wilson, share the Wisconsin connection. What's your opinion on what's going on there with the Steelers? Now, they're winning, so I don't think anybody can say anything, but isn't it interesting that Tomlin still hasn't committed to what the future holds as far as where he's going with this quarterback situation? Right now, it is Justin Fields.
Yeah, definitely. It just, you know, today, if not yesterday, Coach Tomlin saying he's not going to commit to Justin Fields all season yet. Like, he won't name him the starter for the whole season until Russell Wilson does get healthy. So I think it's a testament to maybe what Russell can still bring to a team. You mentioned it, Wisconsin. I remember him vividly. I mean, I felt so confident with him as my quarterback. And you think back to his days to Seattle and his early success there. So we know he has it. It's just a question of, can he find the right system to be able to bring that back out in him? I don't know if it's the Steelers. You know, we've seen around the league, if you just look in years past, of really great quarterbacks being good at one place and then going to another team and still being successful. But, you know, what they say, every pancake has two sides, or coin, that, you know, maybe he does go to a different team and it doesn't work out, which, getting to know Russ a little bit just throughout the years, he's a wonderful person. So I'd love to see him succeed. But I think it's just a matter of finding what's right to make it work.
Sheree, with the Dolphins having to deal with Tua Tagovailoa out for at least a few more weeks, and maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. Would you just throw this out there? We don't see a lot of trades at the trade deadline, but Bryce Young to Miami, or what about Russell Wilson to Miami on a loan? Because, as you said, this is just a one-year deal in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you know, that hasn't even really crossed my mind. That would certainly be interesting. I think Russell to Miami could work. I just wonder if he wants something more stable. He is on that one-year deal, but he just moved on from Denver.
Right.
You know, that's just a lot of jumping around, but maybe Bryce Young too. You know, that could be a good young, fresh start. I mean, look at Justin Fields. I was talking about him earlier today. Like, we think about sort of the dire of, like, needing to win and seeing him struggle in Chicago, and now in Pittsburgh, they're 3-0, and it seems to be working. So maybe just a fresh start could be good for Bryce Young there too.
Sheree Burris joining us, NFL Network, Good Morning Football host and reporter. It is Dukes and Bells. We go around the National Football League. A couple of things, like just quickly, like, what has surprised you as you have been reporting and covering teams here as the season gets underway? We're figuring things out. But to me, and going back to last night, it's the Bengals being 0-3. Like, I don't know if anybody saw that with a healthy Joe Burrow to start the season. I also think the Jags being 0-3 with, you know, Trevor Lawrence getting his bag this offseason, Sheree. I mean, there are a few storylines where I'm going, I don't know if anybody expected that.
No, for sure. And I guess that's kind of what, I mean, I guess it depends on what fan base you are. What makes the league fun and makes the season so much fun is trying to figure out, you know, who is the next quote-unquote Texans or what's that up-and-coming team. But definitely Cincinnati is a head scratcher for me. You think that this is one of the first off seasons Joe Burrow was quote unquote healthy, right? Coming off that wrist injury last year. But the defense just has some things they need to figure out. Clearly there's just a few things not working on offense. We've seen them start slow before, so I'm not totally worried, but I'm not sure I'd be willing to pencil the Bengals in my playoff bracket as of today. But crazier things have happened. And then I guess sort of on the flip side, you know, looking at Seattle, 3-0 with a new head coach. That was definitely not on my bingo card. And probably neither was Minnesota being 3-0. But, you know, it's only week three. So there's still a lot of ball to be played. And I think, you know, sort of talked about with Atlanta, there's a lot of chemistry building that needs to happen, gelling that needs to come together. I probably put the Ravens also in that category of a team. I'm like, who are you? Like, who, what is this team? Like, I had, you know, the expectations of so much carryover from last season, and that hasn't necessarily translated up until this point. So there's just a few teams where I'm still trying to figure out exactly who they are as we kind of get to this quarter point of the season.
Right. The Bengals were really decimated on defensive line with injuries last night. Sheree Burris is with us, Scotch NFL Network. To your point, the 49ers, I don't think we all look at the 49ers and say they'll be there, but they're sending McCaffrey to Switzerland for his Achilles. That doesn't sound very good,
platelets?
Does it?
Platelets?
What they did with Peyton Manning.
Germany,
they
had like a, I think. Yeah, I'm not Germany. Sure what they're doing, yeah. But he had to go to Europe, which is clearly not not great news. It's, you know, we had Manti Te'o on the show a couple weeks ago, and I think maybe it was week one, but it was talking about just the emotional, like, capacity to get to so many Super Bowls and lose. Like, having to play 21 games in so many seasons, that's emotionally and physically draining on that 49ers team. And you don't necessarily, it's the same thing for the Chiefs too, if you think about it. I've never really thought about it like that. And I really appreciated Manti's perspective of, like, imagine getting to the Super Bowl as many times they have with Kyle Shanahan, and then you just fall short. Mm. You know, eventually I think that kind of wears on you, and it might even kind of be mental sometimes. So the fact that, and just as a football fan in general, it really stinks that we don't get to watch, you know, a Christian McCaffrey or a Debo Samuel, George Kittle. Like, we want to see these big names and these great players playing ball. So the fact that the 49ers are dealing with so many injuries right now is really a bummer. But, you know, maybe this is a chance for someone we didn't expect to really take a run or take control of the NFC.
You continue to do a great job. We appreciate you stopping by the show. NFL Network, Good Morning Football host, reporter. Follow her. Check her out, Sheree Burris. She was here in the ATL for a while. And congratulations again on all the success. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.